Panthers Radio in association with Zionomics, joined by head coach Corey Neilson. Corey, you've had a chance to watch the game take now from Belfast. I know it was a 2-0 defeat, but it sounds like, you know, from chatting earlier, you have positives to take from the game.
Yeah, it's tough to keep going down this road and saying the same old things, but you know, I thought the players had a high level of compete. I really did. Thought they worked really hard. Any time you can, you know, finish a game and only give up one even strength goal against a team as good as the Belfast Giants, you know you're well structured and the players are adhering to the plan. They did a great job. We created multiple scoring chances during the evening. We just you know, give both goalies credit. Jonesy was fantastic, and Bescarani's Bescarani. So, you know, I was to be honest, I watched the tape over, and you know, I just saw all those the pattern recognition stuff that I was talking about at the start of the season. I just see the patterns that the guys are building. Their how they exit the zone, how they come up the ice, how they're, you know, stretching teams' defenses. It's just you know, has been in the case ever since I got here. We just don't score a lot of goals, and we have to get sharper in that area. Today, the last couple of days, we've been focused a lot on, you know, shooting the puck, getting in front of the net, screening goaltenders, getting rebounds, second shot opportunities, and just executing at a high level. And, you know, they're pretty diligent and dedicated throughout the process. Just we have to find that same execution in a game.
You're looking at playoffs, obviously. You've still got to qualify for the playoffs. But the things that you're seeing right at the moment with the structure and with your intensity, does that give you good signs that you can be a team that can make headway when the playoffs come around?
I think so, yeah. I mean, you know, anytime you can, you know, create separation offensively against a team like Belfast, who's, you know, let's be honest, they're right up there. In my opinion, they're the best, you know, best drilled, best coached, most aggressive in their own zone team in this level. You're doing good things. So we're doing good things. It's just in those key moments, those momentum swing situations. And, you know, goalies are making big saves or we're hitting them right square in the chest. So that's the kind of thing. I think, you know, if we, you know, play against maybe some of the lower teams who give you a little bit more time, a little bit more space, maybe, you know, we'll create a little bit more. But right now, it hasn't been so much the problem of creating opportunities. It's more so just the end finish.
You talked about the netminding situation and how well Peyton Jones played. Do you feel you've got a tandem now as well that can really push each other? Alex DeBoe, we've seen how well he can do this season. Do you feel you've got a tandem there again that can push you in the right direction?
I think so. I mean, Jonesy's a prototypical goaltender who's, you know, big and gets in front of pucks, and he can make that explosive stop as well. And he's really earned his playing time right now. Doobie's done a great job for us in the past, and he'll continue to be there. But right now, Peyton's earned the net, and he'll be starting for a little while and see how it goes. But I'm very confident with the two of them.
It's back-to-back against Belfast, so you go there on Sunday. You've pushed hard, you've come close, but what do you need to do? I know the obvious is score a goal, but what do you need to do as a team to get over the line in a rink like the SSE Arena?
I just think it's unselfishness in a lot of ways. I mean, you know, guys didn't take any minors last game, and that's a big thing. If you can keep them off the power play, that's important. Our ability to use our bench is critical. We found during the season we've been able to, you know, play with a shortened bench and endure teams that are, you know, frankly a little bit better than us until the late stages of the games, and then those teams have been taking over in the last little bit, and we just have to continuously trust our kids, make sure they're engaged in the games and continue to play, and the players need to make sure that they're not extending their shifts and being good teammates and changing the offensive zone whenever possible so we can get fresh legs out there.
Just finally, you've got another addition to the lineup in Jacob Azaki. Just how important was it to get him in for the end of the season?
Well, during these stretch drives, you know, things just kind of happen. Guys get broken, as we saw with Brady. You know, pucks hit them more you know, there's contact issues, whatever it is, but you never really have a full roster at this stage of the game, so it's important to provide depth, and I'm thankful for the organization for providing that. You just have to, he's got to come in, and he skates really well. He's a good skater, he's fairly aggressive with contact, and he's a decent sized body, so, and obviously he's put some points up this year, so all those things combined, it'll help us to create some forward competition, so that guys know if they're not performing at the highest level, if they're not good teammates, if they're not good defensively or reliable, then they won't be in the lineup. So it's good in multiple things.
Thanks, Corey. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Chris. You have a great day as well.